You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
This is Welcome to Words of Wisdom. And my co-host, Evangelist Patricia Smith, she'll be talking to us on via telephone. And also, I like to say, our topic for today is called Who's in Charge? God is in charge. And after that, there will be some later on, the song will come up later on in the program. Reason why we can say some of us don't know who's in charge, and some of us don't know which way to go. So, Carla, are you there?
Me?
Yes. Okay, you take it from here.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Bass. Our program today, like Dr. Bass said, is Words of Wisdom. We like to bring forth words that God has given us on a daily basis, during the day, during the evening, sometime late at night, in the middle of the night. He'll wake us up and give us some revelation of what we need to discuss. And the thing that my husband and I, Dr. Bass, have been talking about is the what's going on right now, today, what's going on with the pandemic, what's going on with the voting, what's going on with a lot of different things that's happening in our community in Columbus, Ohio. And so we kind of talked about it, and we said, well, who's in charge? God is in charge of everything. He knows everything. And we should not, as believers, but I'm talking to the believers, that those that have believed in Jesus Christ, that we should not fear anything because he's in charge. We have no say-so about nothing. Now, I'm not saying that we don't do what we're supposed to do. There's a part that we have to play, and I do believe we talked about it. What part we have to play is to pray. Pray earnestly. Pray all the time. Constantly pray. No matter how big, how small we may think it is, we have to pray. That means that we have to commune with God on a daily basis. Amen?
Amen. We do have to. We as true believers of Jesus Christ should know who's in charge, and we should all believe who's comforting giant that comes in within our lives. Mostly, a lot of things that we think that we're in charge of, that we're not in charge of, and there are things that really, that we don't know who's in charge of, so we just take it up and says that we're in charge. We're not always in charge of everything. We're in charge of some things in our life, but not always, because God's had control of everything. So really, we have to take time and find out God's word and listen to what he said. Evangelist?
Yes, absolutely. We do. We have to take our time and listen. I think you talked about that on Stairway to Heaven a couple of weeks ago on Are we listening to what God is saying? Because God is talking all the time, but we're not listening. And in order for him to do anything, we have to be able to hear what he's saying to us so that we can do it. The Bible tells us that he says, repent. And let go of your wicked ways, and I can heal the land. But there's a lot of people out there in the world that don't want to let go of their ways that they're doing. So God can't heal the land because his word, if he can't do what he says to do, it's not going to happen. So we as believers, we have to stand firm on what the word is telling us that we need to do. Because the unbelievers are not going to do it. They don't even know what we're talking about. But you as a believer, and I believe in this time of this pandemic, we should not be getting frustrated. We should not be getting overwhelmed. We should not be concerned about all the things that happen. I'm not saying that we're not to follow the land of the law, wear the mask, wear the gloves, do what you have to do, but not let it overwhelm us. I've seen people come in the store and they have a mask on and they will look at me or look at my husband. You make sure you got that, pull it up. It's not over your nose, pull it up. Just stuff like that that really doesn't make sense for us to be overwhelmed about. Just do what you're supposed to do and watch what God will do. He said, I can't move until you move. And that means I can't move unless you follow my directions, and then I will do what I have to do. But as long as we're being rebellious, as long as we're not standing on his word, things are going to happen. So I believe that, Dr. Bass. We talk about it all the time, me and him. We sit down and we're watching the news and we're listening to different things, and people are just in an uproar. They're in a fancy. They just overwhelmed. And we as believers are not supposed to be that way. There are other people that don't know God are watching us to see how we are handling the pandemic. Are we handling it in a Christian way? Are we handling like they're handling? Then who do they go to? Who do they say, well, you know what, pray for me. I need help because I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah, that is true. We really don't know what's really, people really don't know what's going on. And with this pandemic going around, it has really taken just about control of everybody. And people are scared and worried, this and that and the other. And at the same time, they should, they just do all sorts of crazy things. That when you're going to a panic, you really, I'd say something, this is my opinion. I may be wrong, I may be right. But it's, when people go into a panic, it seems like they'd be so scared they don't know what to do, or which way to turn, or what to say, or how to turn. So, and it caused this, well, since this pandemic has been going on since, I believe, March, people have really, some have taken it farther than it should be. Some just take it. Some are real, some are not, and some just take it to the far. Right now, you got people, they tell everybody to wear these masks and protect themselves, but they listen to everything. I'm not saying the doctors are wrong, or I'm not saying the science is wrong. They're there to help us, and they get their knowledge from up above, from God. But you just can't, when you go too far, you just lose sense of control. That's what I want to say, sense of control. Pandemic. I mean, I watch a lot of programs and listen how they do things, and people listen, people be lining up, and it's really a mess. It's really saddening. I'm not gonna say a mess. It's saddening that, you know, people don't, they don't forget who God was, and they forgot who's in charge, and only he can take control of this pandemic and get rid of it. So,
absolutely,
you have to leave it into his hands.
Absolutely. He's a sovereign God. And meaning being sovereign, that means he knows all things, and all things are under his control. Even the pandemic, it's all under his control. But we have to give over. We have to not say we're going to take it over, we're going to do it, and let God do what needs to be done. Amen?
Amen.
So once we do that, and as believers, that's what we're supposed to do. You know, we're supposed to say, okay, God, you know what's going on. You take it over. I'm going to follow the rules. But you're taking it over. You're in control of that. I am not in control of that. And I know you're going to do what's supposed to be done for your people. I thank him. Thank God for that. Also, with the election that's coming up, we know if you look at some of the things that have happened with the election, and people are in an uproar on what they're going to do, who I'm going to vote for, who's this, who's that. And a lot of that, people are confused. They don't know what to do. They don't know which way to go. Because why? Especially believers, are you hearing what God says about who to vote for? He will tell you in the Bible who to vote for. Oh, you say he will? Oh, yes, he will tell you in the Bible who to vote for. This country was made on God's principles, and nothing has changed. God didn't leave. We left him. He did not leave. So we go by God's principles on who to vote for. We'll know when we get up to that poll, we ain't got to be in anxiety. We ain't got to be mad. We don't have to be excused. Well, he said this, she said that. We don't have to hear none of that. We just go in and do what God told us, and told us who to vote for, so that the country can be run under him. In order for the country to continue to run the way it's supposed to be, it has to be run by God. He has the final say. He knows exactly who's going to win November 3rd. He knows exactly who's going to be the next leader for the next 4 years. So we need to go to him. Okay, God, who do you say is going to be the leader for the next 4 years? He will give you that answer. But a lot of people want to do it themselves. They want to say, I think no. But it ain't about you. It's about the whole United States on what God is saying, how this country should be run. And so if we do that, we have no problem going to the polls on the 3rd. We have no problem getting our ballots in there on time so that we can be counted for. But as believers, I'm talking to believers now, this is the way we're supposed to do it. Anybody else, they do it the way they want to do it. But the believers of Jesus Christ, this is how you're supposed to do it. You're supposed to go by the scriptures in the Bible that tells us, look for a righteous person to run the world, to run the country. That's what we're supposed to do. So as long as we do that, we know that it's going to be what God says it's supposed to do.
Yeah, that is.
There's so much that's going on. God is so sovereign. He controls all of us. We waste our energy trying to figure things out when he already got the answer. He already got the wisdom for what's going on. And all you decisions that we make, we have to listen to what God is saying. So once we do that, we shouldn't have to sit back and just relax come Tuesday. Do your voting like he said. Sit back and relax and watch what God do. Watch what God, he is in control of everything.
Yeah, that is right. That is correct. You have to watch and see how things go out and see what God, who God says who's going to be the leader of this country. So many people, it's so much. Who's one saying one thing, one saying the other thing, and you got to try to figure out who's best for the who's best for the country. And I'm not advising telling you who to vote for, but let God show and find out for yourself who will run this country. This is Talk Tame Radio. You're listening to Stairway to Heaven, and it's brought to you. And this is Words of Wisdom, which is brought to you by Refuge Baptist Church and the late Reverend Jones, the pastor, and the Keys of Harmony. And getting back to the subject, God's in charge. He is in charge of everything. He produced everything. He made everything. And everything that's on his work was made by his hand. We got too many disbelievers that really say they're in charge, but they're not in charge. God is in charge. And he will always be in charge, regardless of what we say or what we do. If, like he said, if we would, you know, turn from our wicked, he would heal the land. Well, this country is due for a lot of healing, and it's going to take a lot of healing. After this year, 2020, has been a bomb, a catastrophe. So we have to try to let him take over, let him come in charge. He's showing us now who's in charge. He's trying to get our attention, and there's a lot of tension. He has he's still trying to get attention from the people, and the people should be able to catch on. Some of us haven't catch on yet, so he's trying to tell us, I'm in charge, I got control, and if you just let me come in and take control of this, everything will be all right. With some still don't want to go for it. They still think they're in charge. Go ahead, Evangelist.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. People do think that they're in charge of every situation that goes on. But I can remember this joke that someone had told me long, many, many years ago about a man that was in a boat, and the man he was drowning. And God kept sending them people to help him to keep him from drowning. And as soon as they come and say, well, I'll help you, he said, no, I'm waiting on God. Send somebody else. He said, nope, I'm waiting on God. Kept sending somebody else, I'm waiting on God. So what happened was a man drowned and he died. So once he got to heaven, he said, God, well, why you let me drown? He said, well, I sent you all the help you wanted and you ignored it. Hello? That's what God is trying to tell us today. I've been sending you help. There are people that I have in leadership that I want you to put out there, but you are ignoring it. So because you're ignoring it, things are going to happen. But we have to realize when God is speaking, he is speaking. is saying what he wants to be done. He is saying who he wants as far as leadership in our country. But we're ignoring stuff. So we have to open up our ears and open up our eyes and listen intensively of what God is saying about our country, what God is saying about our lives, what God is saying about us in our marriages. We have a habit of closing our ears to when God is telling us something because that's not what we want to hear. So then if you put it that way, if you don't want to hear, that means it's all about you. When it's not all about you, it's about the whole nation. It's about the whole country. It's about everybody. So anybody that seeks to try to help the whole nation, the whole country, they're for the people. So you just got to listen to the words, follow up behind certain things. Just don't go by what you read, what you heard, what you see. Go by what God is saying in your heart, in your spirit, on how we need to listen to him. Because why? He's in charge. The Bible says, in the beginning was God, and God created this world. And the end is here. He's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end. So there's nothing that we can do. It's all under his control. But we have to be smart. He put us here for a purpose. And our purpose is to listen to him and follow him through on this earth till he take us home. Okay? But if we don't do that, then we're going to have all these things that's going to, we're going to be frustrated like everybody else. We're going to be running rapid like everybody else. Oh, I don't know what to do. I'm going to do. We need to stop it. I'm talking to the believers now. We need to sit down, be still, and know that he's God and listen to what he has to tell us that we need to do. Amen.
Amen. A lot of I noticed that a lot of people do be running around. Seem like they don't know what to do and when to do it. When people, this panic thing has really turned the page in many people's lives. And like you said before, they're not listening to the messages that God has given them, that he's sending them. They show up much in the uproar. They'll go as far as committing suicide without listening. Don't really find out the real thing, what it is and what it does. But you got to sometimes be patient, sit back and listen. And listen what is being said. Because as long as you don't listen, you're going to run into some trouble. And I mean, it's going to be something that, but when you do that, you're going to be like, I wish I had to listen. You should listen to what is the God's trying to tell you. And he's in his lane, you know, I'm in charge. You're not. And your friend next door ain't in charge. I am. But you got to stop and listen and find out who's really in charge. I mean, we got to, there's some things we're in charge of our lives on, but there's some things, like I said, be honest, I said the last time I'm here, God is speaking, are you listening? And that's what I said the last time.
Right.
Some of us is not listening to what is being said and not listening, not watching the signs that what's going on. You know, and I've seen some things on my cell phone. I looked at some pictures on cell, and I've seen some pictures and stuff like that on my phone. But you have to, these are signs. Time is getting closer, it's getting nearer, and these are have to listen to watch out for the signals or the signs, because he's on his way back. Fabulous.
That's so true, Dr. Bass. There's a lot of times I do believe that we as a people, we feel that, well, because we don't see God, but he's there. He's there, but we don't see him. But God says, worship me in spirit and in truth. So he's a spirit. We're spirit beings, so we got to listen to our spirit. Don't listen to our flesh. Don't listen to what other people are putting in our ear gate about this person, that person, or what's going on around us. Listen to what God is saying, because he's in control of it. He knows it all. So if we go to him with it, he's going to give you an answer. I've had someone to tell me, well, I've been praying for this thing for many years, and God hasn't answered me yet. And I said to them, I said, let me tell you something. God answered you. It wasn't the answer that you wanted to hear. God answers three ways: yes, no, or wait. Which one did he give you? You have to say, okay, God, you gave me no, I understand that. You gave me yes, thank you, Lord. You said wait, but in that waiting is the tough part, because in that waiting, it's very hard to see anything that's happening. That's the tough part. But I believe for myself, this is my personal belief, in my waiting for God to give me an answer, I got answers in my waiting. I got answers about myself. I got answers about other people. And when it was all over, I said, Lord, I thank you, because now I know. Now I know, because you had me to wait, and during that long line of waiting, those couple of years of waiting, I learned all this in between that. So don't ever think that God does not answer your prayer. He answers your prayer, okay? So I tell people, oh, he never answered me. Yes, he does. You didn't want to hear that answer. You wanted the answer right now. And sometimes it might take 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. Oh, my goodness, there's my answer. I prayed for stuff for 5, 10 years ago, and it's just now coming through to me. I'm like, wow, okay, I got it now. Sometimes it takes people longer. Sometimes it takes people 1 week, 1 day, 1 minute, 1 second. It all depends on where you are with him, and then he will reveal that to you.
Yes, he does. I can relate to that, because I remember some years ago, I wanted a new six-string bass guitar, one that got stolen from me, and I said, I'm going to buy another. And I seen that every time I went to that music store, I seen the one I wanted. But I waited and waited and waited. It took me about 5 years before I got that six-string bass. And then I finally got it. I think I said, well, thank you, Jesus. It took me this long to get it. I got it. But maybe the reason for it, Raiden was a reason for me that he had me to wait. Probably wasn't at the right time for me to get it, but he...
Right. He knows. He knows everything.
And so when the time...
He knows when we need it. Yes.
And when the time came, it came when I got it. And, you know, like I said before, it's a lot of things that come up, just like this radio show. I had my dream on that, and I waited and waited, and finally it popped up. It came. It was eating on me, and I wasn't ready to go for it, but it kept eating on me
right,
to go out there and do it. So I'm glad I'm here that I'm doing it. I'm learning a lot, and like, as I said before. But if you want to get involved with this conversation or say anything, please call us at 614-914-5001 or 614-927-2013. That's 614-914-5001, 614-927-2013. If you want to have a conversation, get questions asked, feel free to call in, and we see if we can try to give help and tell you what's, get some info on it. But getting back to what I'm saying is that we have to really take time and let God take in charge. God is... As the song said, God is in charge of my life, and he's the one that takes control of it. He's in control of everybody's life, and that's why he is in control of everybody's life. And that song has a message through it, to the whole thing. There is a message in the whole song, and maybe when we get a chance, you'll probably hear it. Evangelist.
That's absolutely true. I can barely hear you, but I think I picked up what you said. I can barely hear you, but absolutely, he's in charge of all of our lives. He's in charge of everything that we do. Or what about the wrong things that I do? God knows all about that, too. And what I love about God, he's a God that will give you a chance to repent. A lot of times we don't think that he won't forgive us for our sins that we have done, but he said, I love you. I will forgive you. You just got to come to me and tell me that you want to repent, and I will help you with that. But a lot of times we get into upset things, or things that happen in our lives, and, oh, God ain't going to forgive me for that. God won't. Oh, yes, he will. He's a loving God. He's a sovereign God. He's a good God. He cares about you. So anybody out there that don't know God and think that just because you're out there and you're doing this and you're doing that, just come to God and say, Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me. Help me. I want to repent. whatever I'm not doing that's pleasing you, I want to repent from that. Help me to do it. I can't help my unbelief. The Bible says that they said, help my unbelief. Sometimes we don't have a belief, but help me to understand my unbelief. Help me with that because I have a hard time. And I do believe that if you do that, he will come. And I know for a fact he'll come. He will come to you and say, I'm here. Now I'm going to help you. So because he's in charge, because he knows everything, he knows the end, the beginning from the end. The Bible says that he knows the numbers of hairs that we have on our head. So we have to know if God's in charge, then that means that we're not. Let him be in charge. Let him do what he has to do for you because he loves you.
Yeah, he does love you, and he will always love you. He'll never leave you alone. He's with you 24/7, and he has his guardian angels watching over 24/7, and God's always with you. As I say, if you like to get this conversation or find a discussion, anything what we do around here, give us a call at 914-5001. That's 614-914-5001, 614-927-2013. Give us a call and say, and let us know how you like the show, or how you like for us to, any questions you may ask, we'll try to answer. And this is how we spread God's word, and how he can help you and everybody, and include myself also. So that's what we had to do, get to help ourselves. Evangelist?
Absolutely. I mean, everything that we talk about on this program, Dr. Bates, you know, and I know that it's a lot of life learning that you and I have lived through, that we have seen, that we live on a daily basis. We go through trials and tribulations. We go through ups and downs, and God is bringing us through a lot of things. A lot of times we have been guilty. I know I have been guilty of, oh, I can handle that. God don't want to worry about that. But he has to let me know I'm concerned about you, too. It's not about with other people. I'm concerned how you feel. What are you going through? I want to help you to be able to come over, to get over things that are happening in your situation. It's not about other people that you sit and pray for other people, because I do a lot. I do a lot of intercession prayer, and I pray for a lot of people. And he had taught me one day, he said, well, what about you? What's your problem? What's going on with you? So I can take care of you. So, and that's the way he is. When you get to a relationship with God, he will show you what you need to pray about for you in order to help you. So you're so busy helping others and doing for others, you really forget about yourself, and God is not pleased with that either. So he had to show me that.
Yeah.
Sometimes he will put you in a situation, are you listening to me now? Can you hear me now? I want to know about you. And that's a good place to be with him. I say he's my friend. I love him, and he's my friend. And he talks to me all day, every day, wherever I'm at. I can hear his voice saying to me about certain things and situations. And that's a relationship. I think I taught on that many, many years ago, which I did. I preached that a long time ago, on the relationship that you have with God. When you have a relationship, then he can hear what you got to say. But we as believers got to keep that relationship going. You don't just get into a relationship and say, oh, I'm done with this relationship. It's an ongoing thing. And he'll teach you how to forgive. He'll teach you how to be concerned about others. But he also teach you how to love yourself. Because we as women, we have that thing sometimes that we think about everybody else, but we don't think about ourselves. And he has to let you know sometimes, I love you. What about you? So we need to understand that. And as long as we're, thank God for Talktainment Radio that allow us to come on and do the words of wisdom that God, that people can know about. There are words out there, there are wisdom. God gives us knowledge and understanding about who he is.
Okay,
amen.
Yeah, it's about time. This is going to wrap this. This is YouTube getting me wrapped up. I'm going to give two shout outs. Before we go off, I'm going to give this to the Malcolm, my co-workers at Malcolm's Lab, and Mike at the warehouse in the Keys of Harmony. And we get, hope you enjoyed this first this YouTube version. Evangelist, you got anything to say?
I just want to say, just everybody just trust in God. Trust in Him for everything. Don't think there's nothing too big or too small that He can't help you with. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
All right. See y'all next time on YouTube.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye. Thank you.
Yeah, stay on that.
Are we still on the air?
Judge Terry Jameson. You marched in the street for justice. Now march to the polls and vote. Vote for Judge Terry Jameson because you need judges in the court who will treat you honestly, fairly, and with respect. I have been endorsed by the Democratic Party. I have the full support of the Baptist Ministerial Alliance, firefighters, educators, and social workers. Vote for justice. Vote for Judge Terry Jameson for Court of Appeals.
Paid for by Committee for Terry Jameson.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin' online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin' products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin' candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
La Glory's Soul Food Cafe, a taste of Southern classic, located at 3350 Allegheny Avenue in Columbus, Ohio. For carryout, call 614-237-5844 or go to DoorDash.com. Soul food specials on Wednesdays. Get the menu at LaGlory'sCafe.com for the best eating in town.
That's La Glory's Soul Food Cafe, 3350 Allegheny Avenue, Columbus, Ohio. For carryout, dial 614-237-5844 or go to DoorDash.com.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District. Our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised at how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. So call me, Marvin Smith, at American Family Insurance at 614-986-3105. You can also visit my website at marvinsmithinsurance.com. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Now we back from paying the bills, baby. Maybe we'll fire the landlord. This next song is dedicated to all the cool cats and...
Attention, Central Ohio.
Stand by for an important message.
Someone once said, these times like all times are good times if we just know what to do. Linco Realty says this is the best time to buy or sell a home, because interest rates are the lowest in history. Linco Realty has been providing real estate services for over 40 years in Central Ohio. Let us help you fire your landlord. If you have questions on pre-approvals, credit scores, down payments, financing, down payment assistance programs, schools, or other real estate questions, go to LincoRealty.com or call us at 614-375-2289. Again, 614-375-2BUY. Fire your landlord. Call us at 614-375-2289. Check out LincoRealty.com, then start packing.
our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick. I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33, with not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Listen to me now. You've been down and you can't see your way. Been praying and hoping for change. Yeah, seems like nothing is going your way. Just put it in God's hands and get on up and say,
hallelujah,
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 hallelujah. Can we say that again? How rough it seems, no matter how tough it seems, we sing hallelujah anyhow.
Reverend Al Green.
Well, I see you standing with a towel in your hand. But before you throw it, you must understand. My God is standing, standing right next to you. And when you can't make it, he's gonna see you through.
Come on, let's sing it.
Sing
it on the mountain. Oh, let's sing it.
Things don't go your way, but hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody help me. I'll say hallelujah.
All right, that's good. So,
you bless me.
And hallelujah. That's what teaches the Reverend Al Green. And we haven't heard from them in a while. All right, we're getting back to our topics. And, it's called the topic of Who's in Charge, God. Carla, are you still there?
Yes, can you hear me, Dr. Bates?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah.
I couldn't hear you. You were kind of low. If you could speak up a little louder.
Okay.
I couldn't hear you too much last time.
All right.
But I can hear you now.
All right, go ahead.
Yes, I'm still here.
All right, go
and
ahead.
We're talking about the words of wisdom
today. Yes, still on.
And we're talking about...
Excuse me? Yeah, I can hear you. We're still talking God's in charge. Go ahead.
We talk about who's
in charge. Right.
Who's in charge? We should be able to confront the giants that are in our life because God is in control, is in charge, right?
Right.
We have a lot of confusion, us knowing that God is in charge. We should not walk in fear or frustration, we're talking about, undecisiveness. A believer, we should not give over to the world's ways. We are just passing through. God is in charge. God is a sovereign God, meaning all things are under his control. Amen?
Amen.
We walk in right now, a lot of stuff going on through with this pandemic, this COVID-19. They're even believers, God's people, even walking in fear with it. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. Now, this is scripture. So if you read your Bible as a believer, you should know that. So we should not be walking in fear. Now, I'm not saying we should not go by the laws of the land, because the Bible tells us we need to understand the laws of the land, and there are reasons for the laws of the land. So, yes, we are to wear our mask. We are to wear our gloves. We are to wash our hands. We are to stay 6 feet distancing. Yes, we need to do that, but we're not to fear. And fear brings on other things. When you have fear, it's a spirit, and it brings on other things in your life when you're walking in fear. So we as a believer should not walk in fear, because God is in charge.
Yeah, he is in charge. He's in charge of everything that we do and everything that we say. And even with this pandemic, you know, that word pandemic, and then I say panic, it's a mess. It's really a mess. And we really need to pray and get over this pandemic. And as long as we keep praying, it will disappear. As I said before, if you wish to come in on this subject and talk about it, call us at 614-914-5001 or 614-927-2013. And we'll be glad to answer any questions that you may have answered. Sometimes we have to try to figure out who to give to remembrance. Now, he's the sovereign God. He's control all. We waste our energy trying to figure out things. And when you can't, when you try to, as I always say, rack your brain to try to figure out this and that and the other, and sometimes you can't figure it out and you can't get it over with, because there are times when things don't hardly work out. Don't figure it will work out like it's supposed to, but it does. If you put God first, it will work out. If you don't, it will not work out. It will just stay just like it is. And you got to give God, let him figure it out for you. Just to sit still and be quiet and say, well, I'll wait till he figure out. When he figure it out, it'll come to you. It may take a while, but it'll all come to you. Evangelist?
Yes, and you're absolutely right, Dr. Bates. We need to pray. We need to pray and watch and pray. What God will do, God has the answer to everything. He even has the answer to the pandemic. He knows what's going to happen with that. We should just say, okay, God, I'm handing it over to you, but I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. He has the answer to the election that's coming up November 3rd, who to vote for. You know, make sure you do the right thing. Vote. You got to vote. Get out there and vote so change can come, or whatever. If you don't like change, whatever. Whatever way God tells you to do it. We have to understand we are not our own. We, as believers now, we have been bought with a price. So we need to go to God. God, I don't know who to vote for. I'm in an uproar. This person says that. That person says that. I don't know what, God. I need you to help me. Ask for the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you when you go out there. Don't be like the world. Don't get in that line and everybody busting and saying this and saying that, da, 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 da. You don't, that's a mess. Don't do that. You listen to what God is saying in your heart, in your spirit, on what to do on November 3rd, or if you haven't already done it, that whatever you did, you got permission from God to go ahead on and vote. If you voted already, that's okay. But did you get permission from your daddy? Did you get permission from God as to who to vote for? That's what we're supposed to do as believers. We're different than the world. Yeah, we are in the world, but we are not of the world. Mm-hmm. So we have to go to our daddy and say, Daddy, who do I vote for? Who do you want me to sign for? What am I supposed to do? I don't know. He will direct your path. And that's what we as believers are supposed to do. God is a sovereign God. He controls all. We waste our energy and our time trying to figure out things. And it's sometimes it gets overwhelming. You're like, I gotta figure this. I gotta figure that. No, God said, what are you doing? Stop. I got it all in control. I already know what's going to happen. Just sit back, relax. I like the way Dr. Bates on your last program you talked about, are you listening to God? God said, are you listening to me? I'm talking to you. He'll call you by your name. He said, I'm talking to you. Are you listening? And sometimes we don't. And that's a part where we have to say, Lord, forgive me. I want to hear you. And help me to hear your voice. Help me to understand.
Yeah, that is true. You got to listen to him. Let him tell you what to do and when to do it. Because sometimes we don't listen and we fall right into our own trap. And,
right.
And you know, and you don't know yet. Sometimes you don't even know you're setting a trap up for yourself, but you are. You be setting up traps and you don't even know what you are, you know. So I mean, I call myself doing things my way and I wind up, you know, I always say, well, I'm going to play this, I'm going to do it this way, and I'm going to make sure I get this right. And sometimes it don't come up right. It really don't come up right. So I fall right.
We're not perfect. We're not perfect, and he knows that. We're humans. You know, we're gonna make some mistakes.
Yeah,
but as long as we know that we can go to him, say, Lord, I made a mistake. I need your help. I can't do it. I just can't. And once we give it over to him and just say, here, Lord, I can't. Many times I say, Lord, I can't do it no more. I just can't do it.
Yep.
And I say, I'm just giving it to you. You take it. And you know, I've seen him. I've turned things over to him. And I watched what he do. I said, look at God. I said, ain't he awesome? But once I decided in my mind to let go of it and just really give it to him, he shows me right there. You see what I did? Now, see, he wasted all that unnecessary energy for no reason at all. And that's the way he works, I'm telling you. It's amazing. I'm like, you are amazing. You know, but we as believers have to grow into that and to know that. And then you can have a good life.
We do have to have a good life. And like I said, we have to pay attention. And, you know, if some of the members, like we said, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. And God has your answers for your marriage. God has the answer for your children. He has answers for your finance. He has your answers for everything that, you know, that you need. But you got to let him know, show him that he's in charge, not me. You are. And as long as you let him take control of everything, everything will work out smoothly. Beautiful. I'm not going to say my way, his way. You know, everything's my way don't get done. Everything his way gets done. So you have to be patient in what you do and how you do it. And
that's right.
You know, just take your time and wait.
That's it. I can remember, I think I said it on YouTube, that there was this young man who was in a boat and he was getting ready to drown. And he kept asking, God kept sending people to help him to keep from drowning. And he ignored him. God kept sending this person, sending that person. And he said, I'm waiting on God. And then he drowned and he died and then went to heaven. He said, well, God, why did you let me drown? He said, well, I sent everybody to help you, but you wasn't listening. You said, well, you waiting for me. I sent help. And that's what God does now. He'll send you help. He'll send you people in your life. He will send people in your life to help you. But we ignore it for some reason. And we have to be careful with that. I'm guilty. I have done. I said, oh my goodness. And when I finally realized it, I said, well, you sent that person to tell me something. And I just totally ignored it. Lord, forgive me. So he loves us so much till his sin helps, but we don't pay attention to it.
Yeah,
and then we
got
to go through the consequences.
No, we don't.
So,
Yeah, we don't. Because some people will tell you they don't listen. I remember one time when Mom Dewey told this young man that, man, you ought to be grateful to God that you see another day. The young man told her, God ain't never did nothing for him. And I was shocked first time I ever heard that. But, I guess right now I ain't seen him in a while, but I guess he wish he had to listen. You know, sometimes,
right.
God send you people to help you, you don't listen. Like
right,
I said,
right.
You don't care, and you set your own self in your own trap, and that's it, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, he's
absolutely
trying to pull you out of a trap, and you constantly going in the trap.
Absolutely. And I do believe that, I know for a fact, I know that God answers people, but God don't answer my prayer. I've been praying for this, I've been praying for that, and he ain't answered my prayer yet. But yes, he did. He already answered. It's not what you wanted to hear. That's the thing. Well, I've been asking God for a husband for 15 years and I ain't married yet. Oh, God answered your prayer, but you didn't want to hear what you have to do in order to get that husband, but you didn't want to hear that. There's a whole lot. So once God, he will answer you one way, yes, no, or wait. And sometimes I know for a fact, in the waiting is when you learn who you are, when you learn about yourself. So don't ever say, oh, God ain't never answered my prayer. Oh, yes, he has.
Yes.
You just didn't want to hear what answer he gave you right then. But
okay.
It takes time. God, it's all in his timing. You said you want a husband. Maybe it ain't time for you to have one. Maybe you're not right. You got to look back at all the things. I hear a lot of things. Well, now, why come on, man? I'm almost 40 years old. I ain't married yet. Let's look back. Look back what God has told you. Look back and see what God has showed you. He will show you what you need to do in order to get with the prayers to be answered. Sometimes we answer selfishly. What's your real reason for wanting a husband? Is you just want somebody to help you pay your bills? Or do you want somebody that you can love and they can love you and you grow up together? You got to ask the question. God will give you the answer.
All right. Now, here's this song by Willie Banks and the late Willie Banks. God is still in charge.
Yes, he is. He's still in charge.
That was played on my heart by God, telling the world don't let it be so too late. But many didn't heed my warning. I went on.
Yes, God is still in charge, and he will always be in charge. That's by the late Willie Banks. And when he wrote that song, he had went to a real bad accident, and he came out with that song, God is Still in Charge. And God is still in charge of our life. And it's a lot of things that, you know, that song carries a message. As I mentioned earlier in the show, that song does carry a message. And if you ever get a chance to listen to it real close. Because he's sending out a message and letting you know that, hey, whatever you do in life and what you are doing in life, you know, God is in charge of your life. Okay, Evangelist.
That's right.
Evangelist.
That's true. That is so true. We have, and once we realize that, once we, and I know a lot of people say they have heard this for many, many years, let go and let God. But once we really do that, you'll see how God works in your life. But we have a habit of not doing that. We want to hold on to it. Oh, I can fix it. You cannot fix it. You didn't make it, you can't fix it. God is the only one that can fix it. So once we let go and give it to him, watch what he do. And we have to realize that, because he is in charge of everything, everything, everything. We may not think he is, but he is, because he made us. He's a manufacturer. He knows us. He's like the Bible says, he knows every hair on our head. He knew us before we were even in our mother's womb. He knew who we was going to be, what we was going to be, what our purpose is on this earth, and he knows it all. So why not go to the person, to the spirit that knows it all? Because we don't know it all. We're just minute. But he knows everything.
Yes, he does know everything, and he does know what to do and when to do it and how to go about it. And
right,
you know,
right.
We have to kind of let the listen to what the what he is saying and what he's telling us. He's with
right.
us every when we go take care of when we go buy stuff, or he's there with us when we get ready to buy things. I mean, the things you know that you ask for, and he and you'd be surprised. I've been places, been leery of things that I wanted to get, and thought I wasn't gonna get it, and next thing you know, I'm walking out the store with it.
Right, that's right.
That happens. That's the way that's the way it happens, you know. And you'd be surprised, you know. Even when I went to media school, I thought I wasn't gonna make it in media school. But he was there. He helped me through all the hard course and lessons, and that's why we are here today. And hopefully that for those of you out there listening, that maybe you, if you got a gold set in your heart, a goal that you want to go for, a career you want to go for, let God's in charge of that career. And here you don't think, it may take long, you think you ain't going to get it, but you'll get it. You will get it.
That's right.
You'll get
that's
that
right.
goal. It may take long. It may take longer than what it is for you to get there, but you will get there. Just be patient and let him take control of it. And, you know.
Because a lot of times, Dr. Bates, we want things quickly, in a hurry, right now. Mm-hmm. Right now, microwave, right now. Sometimes, yeah, we want that, but God looks at what's going to happen in the future. If we go out and buy this expensive car, it's costing us a whole bunch of money every month. We're struggling to make the car payment. God has not set that for us because you like it, it's pretty, you want it. No, wait. Mm-hmm. You can get something that you know that you're going to be able to be affording. It'll last you longer. You appreciate it more. And that's what God said. He said, no, you need to wait. It's coming, but you need to wait a little bit longer. So we get that revelation with God. You know, he's not answering me. He's telling me to wait. Then there must be a reason why he's telling me to wait. So we have to listen to that.
Yeah, that is true. You know, our time is getting short now. But I listen to the story here, and I like to say, hey, this is Words of Wisdom, Stairway to Heaven, brought to you by Reverend John of the Refuge Baptist Church in Keys and Harmony. And I'd like to say to all my friends that listen, here's a shout out to you and family. So check us. Next time will be Prophet Kenneth Fletcher, calling all the way from Corsicana, Texas. And I'll see you the next time. We will see you next time we come on. We'll hear from you and see you the next time. And enjoy yourself and enjoy the song as we go off. Thank you for listening.